Rise and shine, everyone. It is Saturday morning, and you are listening to WGDR Plainfield, WGDH Hardwick. I'm actually going to practice. I'm not sure if it's time to say this yet, but pretty soon, I think, I'm going to get to say WGDR Central Vermont Community Radio. Isn't that exciting, folks? So welcome to Amy's Kids Show. It's my favorite day of the week. It's Saturday, and I'm going to do a lot of wiggling and giggling today. I don't know about you guys, and I'm going to get started here in just a second. We have so much fun stuff lined up today because, of course, we're going to start out celebrating the frogs. We're still celebrating frogs. We've been doing this for a few weeks, but I found more frog songs, and the frogs are still singing, and it looks a little rainy today, like it might rain later, and they love that. When it rains in the spring, they're going to be out tonight probably singing. So we're going to celebrate frogs. And it's interesting because frogs are a little bit related to our subject today anyway. Our subject is still on the subject of brains. We're still learning about brains so that we can understand how screens and television might be affecting our brains and getting them to grow in different ways. So we're learning about how brains grow. Last week, we learned about neurons, the brain cells, and how they connect. And the more often we think something or do something, the stronger those pathways get so that we get better and better at doing things, right? And so this week, we're going to learn about young brains, in particular, why young brains are shaping themselves to fit the world they're in. They don't know what kind of world they're going to be born into. When a baby is born, they don't know where they are or what kind of skills they're going to need or what they're going to need to do or what kind of fun things there are to play with. So they need to be ready to shape their brain to fit that world. And it's kind of like a frog, I was thinking. You know, when frogs are born, they're in a little egg first before they're born. Has anybody seen the little tadpole eggs? There are some already in our ponds around here. The frogs have been busy laying their frog eggs, and you can see inside each little bubble, there's a little tadpole swimming around in there. So even before they're born, frogs are swimming inside these little bubbles, their eggs. And they hang out there for quite a while, growing and swimming, but not very far. They're stuck in a little bubble, right? And then they hatch, and they start swimming around the bigger pond. And at first, they stick right close to the edge, right? And they don't want to go too far. And as they grow and develop, they learn and learn more and more, and they can do more things. Well, that's kind of like our brains of baby humans, right? We're born, we start out in an egg, we're listening the whole time, and then we're born, and who knows what's going to happen and what we're going to need to do. So we're going to listen to some kids telling us about children around the world. We're going to hear a story about a girl in America and kind of what she goes through and how her brain grows. Thank you for joining me. Let's celebrate frogs.
When the peep-peep-peepers are peeping along, it can only mean one thing. When the peep-peep-peepers are singing this song, you know that it must be spring. When the days are getting longer and the daffodils bloom, you can hear those little froggies sing. When the peep-peep-peepers are singing their tune, you know that it must be spring. It's been a long, cold winter, full of ice and frost and snow. But now it's getting warmer and the sun is shining bright. There's one thing you can certainly know, that when the peep-peep-peepers are peeping along, it can only mean one thing. When the peep-peep-peepers are singing this song, you know that it must be spring. They wrote some good tunes, you see, but they never wrote anything could compare with the peeper's little symphony. So when you hear those crispy froggies peep, peeping along, it'll make you want to dance and sing. When the peep, peep, peepers are singing the song, you know that it must be, oh, you gotta trust me, you know that it must be spring. You know that it must must be spring, oh yeah. You know that it must be spring.
Once upon a wondrous time, when all good frogs were blessed with wit in rhymes, lived one frog that I dare say was bound to yodel at every hop of the way. And so this frog was slimed for yodeling all the time. His perseverance was sublime. Indeed, this most uncommon craft attracted jokes and caused the warty toads to laugh. The scales he practiced every day would surely scare the precious fish away. And so this frog was slimed for yodeling all the time. His perseverance was sublime. And jealous frogs would stop and stare as he drove by in his Corvair. At a lofty altitude, this fearless one entertained a multitude. Is this applause for an encore, or just some jeers to drown an avalanche's roar? So this frog was slimed for yodeling all the time. His perseverance was sublime. Now he sticks to catching flies and sings sometimes sweet lullabies. Tail ends with some pollywogs who were born to Mrs. and Mr. Frog. They studied with an opera queen and sound real good, despite the fact that they're so green. So this frog was slimed for yodeling all the time. His perseverance was sublime.
It was.
Okay, I'm serious.
Down by the river where the green grass grows, there little Mary was washing her clothes. She sang so sweet that she sang Patrick across the street.
Down by the banks of the Hink, thank you where the bullfrogs jump from. Thank you, say thank you. Down by the banks of the Hink, banky where the bullfrogs jump from. Bank, banky said she, listen to that bullfrog. Down by the banks of the Hink, banky where the bullfrogs jump from. Bank, banky said she, fine, fo-fum. Listen to that bullfrog. Down by the banks of the Hink, banky where the bullfrogs jump from. Bank, banky said she, fine, fo-fum. Listen to that bullfrog. Down by the banks of the Hink, banky where the bullfrogs jump from. Bank, banky said she, fine, fo-fum. Listen to that bullfrog. Down by the banks of the hinky panky where the bullfrogs jump from. Bank to bank, you say fee, fi, fo, fum. Listen to that bullfrog. Down by the banks of the hinky panky where the bullfrogs jump from. Bank to bank, you say fee, fi, fo, fum. Listen to that bullfrog. Down by the banks of the hinky panky where the bullfrogs jump from. Bank to bank, you say fee, fi, fo, fum. Listen to that bullfrog.
Down by the banks of the hinky. She sang so sweet that she sang Patrick across the street. She sang Patrick across the street. Frogs jump and shrimps hump. Bugs jiggle, worms wriggle. Rabbits hop, horses plop. Eagles glide, snakes slide. Kangaroos leap, mice creep. Wallabies bounce, kittens pounce. Hawks soar, bulls roar. Cheetahs run, lions sun. Tigers stalk, I walk.
Well, we could play cards.
Play board games.
Anything but wrestling.
We could jump rope.
There he is.
Hey, Father Goose, welcome home.
Hi, everyone. How you doing? Hi, Dan. What's going on?
Well, look around.
Yeah.
We got a house full tonight.
What's happening here?
Everybody in the neighborhood wanted to go to the town hall meeting, so I said we'd take care of all the kids.
Cool.
Yeah,
we could do that.
Yeah. We're just trying to think what to do.
Okay, let's watch a movie.
Oh. Well, I forgot to tell you, I was doing some house cleaning, and I thought... Maybe today was a good day to throw away the television set.
Oh
no!
Oh,
he fainted!
Okay?
Quick! Get some water!
Oh no!
Splash water on him! Throw the water on him!
Okay. Who needs a TV anyway? Let's have a dance party! Give me some drums! It's dance party time! Grab a partner, go down, rise, sally, rise, up there.
Down in the valley, 2x2, 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 baby, 2x2.
That's right.
Down in the valley, 2x2, and then you rise, sally, rise.
Okay, now, partner number one, make a crazy motion. Partner number two, follow with an imitation. Crazy. Crazy.
Well, let me see you make a motion.
That's
baby,
right.
Baby, 2x2.
Yeah, let me see
you make a motion.
Yeah.
2x2. And then you rise, Sally, rise.
No partner number two, follow with the motion. No partner number one, come with imitation.
Oh, let me see you make another one. 2x2.
Yeah.
The partner,
2x2, 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 2x2.
Find another partner, 2x2, and then you rise, Sally, rise. Oh, down in the valley, 2x2, 2x2, 2x2.
Bobby Kimmy. When you say that town meeting's gonna be over?
Most importantly, at least to me, my brain's safe in my hard head.
its own, and I like it that way.
That's right, folks. We are celebrating brains today, as we have been for a couple of weeks. We are learning and celebrating, learning about and celebrating our brains, because we want to grow healthy brains, like we want to grow healthy trees and plants and pets and everything. Well, we want to grow healthy brains. And how do we do that? Well, brains need the things the rest of our body needs, you know, good nutrition and exercise. So what kind of exercise does your brain need? Well, just the kind that kids like best, wiggling and giggling. Moving your body around in big and little ways helps your brain build the connections it will need for the rest of your life. Our brains also need to learn how to understand words and get along with other people and animals and plants. And giggling with friends and not at them helps your brain practice these important skills. Most importantly, brains need to feel safe in order to learn and grow. If a brain doesn't feel safe, it won't be able to wiggle and giggle freely. And this means it won't get the exercise that it needs. Even though our bodies may be still while we're watching TV or looking at other screens, like on a cell phone or a video game or a tablet or a computer, our brains aren't remaining still. Our brains are always alert and looking for ways to exercise. Some people are worried about what these screens teach young brains while they're watching. Why are people most worried about young brains and what they're learning when they look at the screens? Well, that's because we are born with brains that aren't finished yet. Our brains are still growing and learning how to behave like humans until we're about 25 years old. And most of this important growing happens while we are still children. For young brains, everything is new, and they're busy taking in everything around them. Older brains aren't as observant because they don't need to be. They've learned to ignore some of the little things like background noise that young brains and children still listen to. So while our brains can continue to change our whole lives, it's important that when we're young, our brains learn the most basic and important things. If our brains don't get the exercise they need when they are young, we might not be able to learn the harder stuff when we get older. Remember how our brains get exercise? That's right, by wiggling and giggling. And I hope you've been doing a little bit of that with all of that great music playing earlier. We're going to go on with some more music. These next few songs are celebrating babies, right? Because when babies are born, they're trying to figure out the world, like a tadpole hatched in the pond. You know, what kind of pond am I in? Where am I? And what kind of stuff grows here? And what can I play with? And who can be my friend? And who can I trust? And so we're going to hear some songs about babies. We're also going to hear a story about kind of how our brains and our hearts grow over time and how we keep all those lessons inside of us. It's a story called 11 by Sandra Cisneros, which I read about a year ago. on the kids' show. So I'm going to replay that reading for us a little bit later. And more songs about growing up, because we're growing, our brains are growing all the time. Children, but everyone else too. And then we're going to have a really funny song called You Don't Have to Be Afraid of the Vacuum Cleaner. It's by Louis Franco, and it's about how kids, you know, might be afraid of things like vacuum cleaners. In fact, animals can be too, and animals have young brains. And we're going to talk about that next time, and how even for animals, you know, it's confusing trying to figure out the world they're living in, you know, and is the vacuum cleaner something to be afraid of? Well, no. I mean, most people figure that out as they get older. But when we're young, we don't know. And it does sound kind of scary, right? So it's a great song, and it'll help us remember how young brains see the world in case we need to have some reminders of that. All right. So, guys, I hope you've been wiggling and giggling. I'm going to be doing some more dancing around the studio here. I hope you've been doing some dancing, too. Happy Saturday. Let's keep celebrating everything about life. You're the greatest. Thanks for joining me.
Of things to do is to wake up right next to you. Second thing that we have planned is to kiss both of your hands. Third thing that we'll do today is look you in the eye and say, I love you, sweet baby. I love you, sweet baby. I love you more than anything. Then we're gonna change you. Then we're gonna feed you. Then we will play peekaboo. Then we're gonna read to you. Then you'll have more milk and we'll have some water and we'll smile at you and tell you we're so glad that you're our daughter. Then you'll fall asleep on daddy's lap. We'll watch MacGyver while you take a nap. When you wake up, we have more plans. Say good morning, baby, and kiss your hands. Then you're gonna make a pee in your little green potty. Then we're gonna eat our lunch, mash avocados for you to munch. Then you're gonna nurse again. Then we're gonna call our friends. Then we'll dump out all your toys, sing and dance and make some noise. Then we're gonna take a walk down the street to the park. We'll play on the seesaw, play on the slide. You'll get tired and rub your eyes. Then we'll go home from our nursing and sleeping, bouncing and nursing and waking and peeing, crawling and bouncing and dancing and eating, nursing and peeing and kisses and seeing. You're an amazing human being. 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 Then we'll all cuddle in our bed. You'll nurse to sleep. We'll kiss your head. Good night, sweet baby. I love you, sweet baby. I love you more than anything. Good night, sweet baby. I love you, sweet baby. I love you more than anything. First thing on our list of things to do is to wake up right next to you. The second thing that we have planned is to kiss both of your hands. The third thing that we'll do today is look you in the eye and say, I love you, sweet baby. I love you, sweet baby. I love you more than anything. I love you, sweet baby. I love you, sweet baby. I love you more than anything. I love you, sweet baby. I love you, sweet baby. I love you more than anything.
Hello, my name is Beatrice, and I ask you about what kinds of houses kids live in around the world. Did you know that in the hot deserts of Tunisia, some people live in underground houses where it is cool? Some people live in homes of sand and mud. Some people live in tree houses in the rainforest. Some people live in houses made so the bottom does not touch the ground to keep water away. Some people cannot afford a home, so they have to move onto streets. Some people live in huts. Huts are made in different ways. They can be made of mud, clay or stones, grass, branches, bark, and weeds. Some people, in the winter, some people in the Arctic build a tunnel in their homes to keep the icy wind, to keep out the icy wind.
All children around the world need a play. I was curious about playgrounds around the world, but then I discovered something. All playgrounds have slides. I then started looking at different slides around the world. I found slides in Sweden, Poland, Lebanon, Mexico, Guatemala, China, Italy, and Africa. I cannot find any pictures of children playing on slides in Afghanistan. I cannot find any playgrounds in Afghanistan. What I learned was that Afghanistan is a war zone, and the children do not get to play like we do. They have to carry water. They don't have running water in their houses. They hardly have toys. Many children do not get to go to school. My life is a lot different. I am lucky to have water, a good school, and a loving family. The slides I can go on are pretty great, too.
Hi, my name is Charlie. All children deserve to go to school, but some don't get there easily. I was curious about how children go to school and looked into it.
I was surprised what I found. Did you know some kids in China have to go on a 5-hour journey through mountains to get to their school? These children then stay there for a few days, like a boarding school. They sleep there. Some children in Indonesia had to walk across a broken bridge to get to their school. A company saw the pictures and they decided to make a new safe bridge for them. Some children in the Philippines have to float on a raft to cross a river to their school. Some children in Nepal have to go across a wire pulling themselves there. I am afraid they may get their hair caught. I am lucky that I just take a 5-minute drive in a car with my mom.
You cry, baby mine, dry your eyes, rest your head close to my heart, never to part, baby of mine.
This story is written by Sandra Cisneros, and it's called 11. What they don't understand about birthdays, and what they never tell you, is that when you're 11, you're also 10, and 9, and 8, and 7, and 6, and 5, and 4, and 3, and 2, and 1. And when you wake up on your 11th birthday, you expect to feel 11, but you don't. You open your eyes and everything's just like yesterday, only it's today And you don't feel 11 at all. You feel like you're still 10. And you are, underneath the year that makes you 11. Like some days you might say something stupid, and that's the part of you that's still 10. Or maybe some days you might need to sit on your mama's lap because you're scared, and that's the part of you that's 5. And maybe one day when you're all grown up, maybe you will need to cry like if you're 3, and that's okay. That's what I tell mama when she's sad and needs to cry. Maybe she's feeling 3. Because the way you grow old is kind of like an onion, or like the rings inside a tree trunk, or like my little wooden dolls that fit one inside the other, each year inside the next one. That's how being 11 years old is. You don't feel 11, not right away. It takes a few days, weeks even, sometimes even months before you say 11 when they ask you. And you don't feel smart 11, not until you're almost 12. That's the way it is. Only today, I wish I didn't have only 11 years rattling inside me like pennies inside a tin Band-Aid box. Today, I wish I was 102 instead of 11. Because if I was 102, I'd have known what to say when Mrs. Price put the red sweater on my desk. I would have known how to tell her it wasn't mine instead of just sitting there with that look on my face and nothing coming out of my mouth. "Whose is this?" Mrs. Price says, and she holds the red sweater up in the air for all the class to see. "Whose? It's been sitting in the coat room for a month." "Not mine," says everybody, "not me." "It has to belong to somebody," Mrs. Price keeps saying, but nobody can remember. It's an ugly sweater with red plastic buttons and a collar and sleeves all stretched out like you could use it for a jump rope. It's maybe 1,000 years old, and even if it belonged to me, I wouldn't say so. Maybe it's because I'm skinny. Maybe because she doesn't like me. That stupid Sylvia Salvador says, "I think it belongs to Rachel." An ugly sweater like that, all raggedy and old. But Mrs. Price believes her. Mrs. Price takes the sweater and puts it right on my desk. But when I open my mouth, nothing comes out. "That's not, I don't, you're not, not mine," I finally say, in a little voice that was maybe me when I was 4. "Of course it's yours," says Mrs. Price. "I remember you wearing it once." Because she's older and the teacher, she's right, and I'm not. "Not mine, not mine, not mine." But Mrs. Price is already turning to page 32 and math problem number 4. I don't know why, but all of a sudden I'm feeling sick inside, like the part of me that's 3 wants to come out my eyes. Only I squeeze them shut and I tighten them and I bite down on my teeth real hard and try to remember that today I'm 11, 11. Mama is making a cake for me tonight, and when Papa comes home, everybody will sing happy birthday to you. But when the sick feeling goes away and I open my eyes, the red sweater's still sitting there like a big red mountain. I move the red sweater to the corner of my desk with my ruler. I move my pencils and books and eraser as far from it as possible. I even move my chair a little to the right. "Not mine, not mine, not mine." In my head, I'm thinking, how long till lunchtime? How long till I can take the red sweater and throw it over the schoolyard fence, or leave it hanging on a parking meter, or bunch it up into a little ball and toss it in the alley? Except when math period ends, Mrs. Price says loud and in front of everybody, "Now, Rachel, that's enough." Because she sees that I've shoved the red sweater to the tippy-tip corner of my desk and it's hanging all over the edge like a waterfall. But I don't care. "Rachel," Mrs. Price says. She says it like she's getting mad. "You put that sweater on right now and no more nonsense." "But it's not now," Mrs. Price says. This is when I wish that I wasn't 11, because all the years inside of me, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1, are pushing at the back of my eyes when I put one arm through one sleeve of the sweater that smells like cottage cheese, and then the other arm through the other, and stand there with my arms apart like the sweater hurts me, and it does, all itchy and full of germs that aren't even mine. That's when everything I've been holding in since this morning, since when Mrs. Price put the sweater on my desk, finally lets go. And all of a sudden, I'm crying in front of everybody. I wish I was invisible, but I'm not. I'm 11, and it's my birthday today, and I'm crying like I'm 3 in front of everybody. I put my head down on the desk and bury my face in my stupid clown sweater arms. My face is all hot and spit coming out of my mouth because I can't stop the little animal noises from coming out of me until there aren't any more tears left in my eyes and it's just my body shaking like when you have the hiccups. And my whole head hurts like when you drink milk too fast. But the worst part is right before the bell rings for lunch, that stupid Phyllis Lopez, who is even dumber than Sylvia Salvador, says she remembers the red sweater is hers. I take it off right away and give it to her, only Mrs. Price pretends like everything's okay. Today, I'm 11. There's a cake Mama's making for tonight, and when Papa comes home from work, we'll eat it. There'll be candles and presents, and everybody will sing happy birthday to you, Rachel. Only it's too late. I'm 11 today, I'm 11, and I'm 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. But I wish I was 102. I wish I was anything but 11. Because I want today to be as far away already, far away like a runaway balloon, like a tiny O in the sky. So tiny, tiny, you have to close your eyes to see it.
When I grow up, I will be tall enough to reach the branches that you have to reach to climb the trees you get to climb when you're grown up.
And when I grow up, I will be smart enough to answer all the questions that you need to know the answers to be a grown-up.
And when I grow up, I will eat sweets every day on the way to work, and I will go to bed late every night. And I will wake up when the sun comes up, and I will watch cartoons until my eyes go square, and I won't care, 'cause I'll be all grown up when I grow up.
When I grow up,
when I grow up,
when I grow up,
I will be strong enough to carry all the heavy things you have all around with you when you're a grown up.
And when I grow up,
when I grow up, when I grow up. I will be brave enough to fight the creatures that you have to fight beneath the bed each night when you're a grown up. When I grow up.
Just because you find that life's not fair, it doesn't mean that you just have to grin and bear it. If you always take it on the chin and wear it, nothing will change.
When I grow up.
Just because I find myself in this story, it doesn't mean that everything is written for me. If I think the ending is fixed already, then might as well be saying you think that it's okay.
And that's not right.
Sing the alphabet, Joey?
Yes, I could.
Let's hear you sing the alphabet.
A, B, C, D, E, F, to Cookie Monster.
You're not singing the alphabet. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P,
Q, R, S.
Cookie Monster isn't the letter of the alphabet. It goes Q R S T U V. You're just teasing me. W X Y and Z. Now I know my ABCs.
Next time, Cookie Monster.
Next time, Cookie Monster can do it with you. I'm leaving.
I love you.
I love you too.
Thanks.
There's a creature in this house that makes you turn and run in fright. It makes a loud and awful sound. It swallows everything in sight. In all your short time on this earth, you've not seen anything meaner. You don't have to be afraid of the vacuum cleaner. There's a place you hate to go, where you're convinced you're gonna drown. You see the water rushing fast. It spins around and sucks you down. You're wearing such a pretty dress, but I worry that you'll soil it. So fear not, my little child. Come and sit on the toilet. Sometimes you wonder if you're in trouble with the mafia. Seems like everywhere you turn, something scares the pants right off you. But by far the most appalling is a thing I've yet to name. Got a fierce will to destroy. It's a force that even I can't tame. It scares the wits out of your mind, worse than any other. Oh, this curse of which I speak is your older brother.
Welcome back, folks. We are at the end of the show. Amy's Kids Show is just about over, and I'm so glad that you joined us this morning. We have been dancing around. We have been celebrating frogs and babies and kind of thinking about what the world looks like when you're a frog or a baby, right? You're still figuring out while you're that little tadpole in that egg or that tadpole hanging out on the side of the pond. Or when you're a baby, right? You're born, you don't know what kind of world you're going to be born into. We had some children explaining the research that they did about how kids around the world grow up and what kinds of houses they live in and what kinds of playgrounds they have and slides and how they get to school, right? We don't know where we're going to be born when we're born, and we have to learn as we grow how to fit in to this pond that we live in, this community we live in, this environment that we live in. And so just like Gunnar Madsen said, you know, is your heart growing big, right? We want to grow big hearts. We want to grow our bodies, and we want to grow healthy brains. And how do we do all that? Well, by feeding our brains, you know, healthy stuff, feeding our brains good things like fresh air and peaceful, safe thoughts and skills. And of course, by wiggling and giggling, right? Moving around actually helps grow our brains. And so does playing with others. And all these experiences build up inside our brain as we grow. and we rely on them as we go along. And how many of us know that we are loved and we are a sweet baby to somebody, right? Like Kathy Fink sang that amazing song, "I love you, sweet baby, I love you, sweet baby." You're an amazing being, and that is just so true. You are such an amazing being, and I hope that you know it. I hope that all of you out there know it. And that's what this show is all about, is helping everybody be the most amazing being we can be. And I actually heard a story recently about a little boy who was asked, "What do you want to be when you grow up?" And he said, "I want to be kind." Well, I think that's the best goal possible. And so what kinds of things help us grow kindness? What kinds of things help us grow kind hearts and kind brains? I mean, of course, we still need to have skills to fight those monsters under the bed. That's a grown-up's main job, right? According to that song, it's one of the main jobs of grown-ups, the song we heard earlier about growing up. You have to be able to fight those monsters under the bed and not be afraid of the vacuum cleaner and all of that kind of stuff. And so how do we learn those things too? Well, I hope you have a wonderful week, folks, wiggling and giggling with those tadpoles out there. You might see them. There's little frog eggs in the ponds, and it's going to rain later, I think. And just have a great weekend. You are the greatest. Happy Saturday.
When the peep-peep-peepers are peeping along, it can only mean one thing. When the peep-peep-peepers are singing this song, you know that it must be spring. When the days are getting longer and the daffodils bloom, you can hear those little froggies sing. When the peep-peep-peepers are
WGDR Plainfield, WGDA Chardwick, Goddard College Community Radio, 91.1 FM, 91.7 FM.